Yes, sir. It occurred to me that in view of these dinners and this boat and everything tonight, that we're in a very tight situation, and I don't want it to be that way. Why don't you make a quick check around to see if these fellows would be willing to come to breakfast at 8:30?
We have a leadership meeting in the morning at 8:30 with the full Republican leaders.
Same thing, though. You see what I mean? The four Republican leaders, but the point of what is the point of that? Tomorrow morning?
Yes, sir. Butts is going to talk about the farm bill and...
Well, let me just say this. I have a feeling that, frankly, trying to do this thing tonight...
Okay.
...is with them going to black tie dinners, three of them. It's not a good idea. Tell them that if they'd like to come to dinner and hell down, we'll talk about this and let's forget the goddamn farm bill. Or have that, other than putting on a meeting, you see, it's the same group, see. For us, for me to go out to meet them at 6 o'clock tonight and then have a leadership in the meeting in the morning with them with much discussing the farm bill, I don't think makes a hell of a lot of sense.
No, they would prefer to meet with you privately on Watergate rather than the full leadership meeting because they don't trust
you. No. I don't want the full leadership in the morning. I just let it go. I see your problem there. In other words, this is the full leadership you've already asked them.
Yes, sir, we have. And Roger Morton's going to talk a little bit, and Earl Butts. And that's kind of scheduled late on.
All right, fine, let it go.
And they wanted to come down and tonight briefly and express their support for you and talk a little bit about the strategy. Of course, that was really kind of late on, or at least it was requested before the statement today.
Yeah.
I still think it'd be helpful if you could put up with them for half hour tonight.
I don't mind putting up with them at all. I'm just trying to, work it out. But so there is a Republican leadership meeting tomorrow and also a Republican meeting tomorrow night, too.
Yes, sir. That's with Les's whip group. It's kind of a stroke session to show support for all his whips.
Hmm.
He has about 18 regional whips that do the work.
They probably have to be done in Blair House because the White House
is
tied up with the
right
things. What time can these fellows get here, then? Do you have any idea?
By 6.
Yeah, they can.
Yes, sir. The Senate vote should be at 5 o'clock and be over at 5:30, and I think they can get down here at 6 o'clock. Now, Scott Griffin and Ford said that be willing to cancel these other events.
No, I don't want... No, God, no.
I don't think so.
They cancel would be the worst thing I could think of.
I know.
No.
They were most appreciative and thought it was a great idea.
No, tell them that we'll do it later, but tell them that we will make this meeting very brief.
Tonight.
30 minutes.
No,
tell them it's a 30-minute meeting tonight just for themselves, so that they don't expect to sit down and have a long hassle.
Right.
See what I mean? They have dinners, right?
That's right.
Tell them it's several. Be sure you call each and every one and say... Some of them, and always blaming on the other. He's got a dinner. He has a dinner. So we'll meet at 6, and we'll break up promptly at 6:30.
Okay.
And then we'll meet in the morning. Okay.
Now, as a side issue, Eastland, I think, is going to keep his committee in tonight, trying to get Richardson out. And Scott's on the Judiciary Committee, so as it turns out, he may have to cancel anyway his black tie dinner. Back up to the Hill if that's something important.
No.
Do you want Fred Bizard and Harlow there tonight, or...
No. I would have, it might not be a bad idea. What do you think? Have Harlow maybe.
Okay, just Bryce.
Bryce, because the other things are complicated. But I think it would be good if Haig could come.
Right. Haig, Harlow will be there at
Timmons.
6 o'clock in your EOB office.
Because we've got everything else all tied up tonight.
Right. In 30 minutes, and then we'll go forward with the regular leadership in the morning.
Tell them that that's it, and that we'll have a rain check on the Sequoia. It'll have to be after I get back from Iceland.
Right.
All right,
okay.
Fine.
Thank you.